Yeah, hey, John, I really appreciate the reports you made this weekend, and thank you for sending in the picture of the storm damage of the tree down to the Weather Service. All that information is valuable. It means a lot to get that, so thank you very much. Okay, we'll go on to Mary, KD8BXI, this KD8SVJ. How did you weather with the storm?
Well, good evening, all. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Well, yeah, a lot of storm, a lot of snow, a lot of snow being blown in. So there was about 3 days in a row that I was out with my snowblower, and I had the same problem as some others. The snow got to be above my auger, so I would have to back up, raise the auger, and try and take it down with mini bites. But, it's been crazy. I've got a bunch of sore muscles, too. I'm thinking of sitting in the sauna tonight. hopefully, some of this will melt. But the one that's truly enjoying it, of course, is my dog. Now that he's got snow that's above 5 feet out there where I have to blow it, he's very pleased to pretend to play King of the Mountain and look all around, so he's enjoying it no end. So I also found the roads to be a little bit on the corduroy washboard effect when I went into town yesterday. Today was much better, so hopefully we're over the worst, and hey, spring I hear is supposed to start Friday. With that, I'll send it back to you, Bob. This is Mary, KD8BXI.
Yeah, Mary, I'm sure your dog, your husky, is really enjoying the snow. And that rough road is, you know, from the hard pack. Supposed to be 42 or something like that tomorrow, so probably just enough to make it sloppy for a while, but it's coming. So we'll go on down to Manistee County to Larry, WN8P. How did your area fare for the snow?